welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. Here are the top stories. The World Bank has cut its forecast for India's growth for financial year 2020 to 5% from the estimated growth of 6% earlier. The multilateral development lender also expects India's growth to pick up slightly to 5.8% in the next fiscal. World Bank's Global Economic Prospects report stated weakness in credit from non-banking financial companies as one of the primary reasons behind the growth rate cut. After the government announced a Rs 25,000 crore special liquidity fund to help unfinished housing projects, the State Bank of India has come out with a unique guarantee cover for residential home buyers across 10 cities of the country. SBI has offered to refund the buyer's amount invested in an under-construction project if the builder fails to hand over the occupancy certificate within the agreed time period. The government is considering to assess and rate its national highways on benchmarks such as safety and mobility, etc. It wants to undertake this exercise in order to improve the quality of highways network in the country, address the loopholes and adopt better practices at the drafting stage itself. The Competition Commission of India has called for clear and transparent policies on discounts by e-commerce platforms, the basis of discount rates and the implications of participation or non-participation in such discount schemes. In its report titled Market Study on E-commerce in India, the antitrust regulator has said that their study could not identify sources of cost savings that may fully explain the deep discounts. US President Donald Trump said on Wednesday Iranian missile strikes on bases in Iraq had not harmed any US troops stationed there and damage was minimal, an outcome, he said, showed Tehran wanted to prevent an escalation into conflict. Iranian forces fired missiles at military bases housing US troops in Iraq early on Wednesday, saying it was in retaliation for the killing in a US drone strike of powerful Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani on January 3rd. 3rd. Twitter Inc. said it will test new features early this year that would allow users to control who can reply to their tweets as it looks to limit abuse and harassment on the platform. Social media firms are under pressure to address harassment on their sites, which often occurs in unsolicited replies targeting women and minorities. Twitter Chief Executive Officer Jack Dorsey has promised since 2018 to increase the health of public conversation. And that's all we have for you today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye.